This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Also, someone I enjoy hanging with is Andy Schell. We got the Profit Doctor here. Good to have you here.
Hey.
You're amazing. You are amazing. Enjoy hanging around with you. So what's going on in the world of making money, bud? I was working on accounting here. So I'm sending out an invoice, and, you know, I'm going like, and I don't know that people appreciate all that goes into the accounting realm, and you really helped me gain appreciation for it. So I had to update an invoice for someone, and it was an invoice from last year that after we close out the books, it's there. And I just wanted to delete it. I just wanted to void it out. Do you think I could do that?
No.
Because it was last year. And as soon as I started doing that, I wanted to delete it and hit the override button. I heard your voice in the back of my head. Now, Dave, remember, there are unintended consequences when you just do that. So I backed off, and I'm going, dang, this accounting system, dang, dang, dang. And I was just having an adage because I wanted to get it done. I wanted to get it checked off. But I think that's the piece that a lot of mortgage lenders get frustrated with, Andy. They don't realize the consequences when they start messing with the accounting. So love on your accounting people. I love on Andy. So that's my segue into your segment, my friend.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. It's kind of like one of the worst things that you can do in accounting is to Nike it.
Nike it.
If you Nike something in accounting, you're almost certainly going to break it. There's reasons why things are. There's reasons why you can't just delete an invoice. There's reasons why you have to have certain documents before you can set up invoices. There's reasons. Accounting is a bunch of rules. There's lots and lots of rules. And you know, I'm more of a finance guy than I am an accounting guy, but the rules of accounting are something that any business owner needs to understand because, as we've said many, many times, accounting is the language of business. And if you want to speak business, you have to know accounting, and you have to know enough accounting to be able to really understand the content of the financial statements, the P&L, the balance sheet, the statement of cash flows. You need to understand how it all fits together and why they are where they are, because there are reasons for everything. There's a reason why debits are on the left. There's a reason why you credit to generate revenue. There's elements to this stuff that makes sense. And it's a little hard at first. There's no question about it. Kind of having the light bulb of accounting, oh, I get it, go off.
Yep.
Takes a while. It's almost always not intuitively obvious, but once you understand what's happening, it goes, oh, I get it. I see why that's like
that. Yep. As soon as I saw that invoice was created last year and having to make some adjustments to it, it was one of those things where I'm going, yep, I know why this is being difficult. I just can't go in and just change it. So anyway, so good to have you on, your friend. So what you got for us today?
Yeah, so I'm going to talk more about how to make money. Success by design. Success is not random. We make money because we do the things that help us make money. Just like Scott talked about the science of sales, there's a science to profit. There's processes that we follow to make things happen so that we make more money. So today I was going to talk a little bit about measurement. And measurement is super important because you can't manage what you can't measure. So we've got to have measurement in order to have management. So that's kind of easy. And again, that leads us to this whole notion of success is not random. Success is by design. We design to be successful. So one of the tools that we use for measurement is our financial reports. And today is the 13th. So on the 13th of the month, if you're a smaller lender, like 50 loans or less, and you are doing loan-level accounting, which is super important. I'll talk more about that in a second. It's the 13th of the month. You should have your financial statements in your hand. You should have your profit report so you know what the business made. You should have your balance sheet so you know how much cash there is. And you should be able to also know loan-level profitability, where you know how much you made on every single loan. And if every loan is a P&L, then you can know how much did you make on each originator? How much did you make on each branch? How much did you make on every product? What's the profitability of FHA? What's the profitability of conventional? You can break it down even farther than that. You'll also know how much interest did I pay on warehouse line one? How much did I pay on warehouse line two? How much interest, loan held for sale interest income did I generate on the loans funded on warehouse line one? And did I have a positive or negative warehouse spread on warehouse line one versus the loan held for sale that were funded using that warehouse line? You should know all these things. These should be second nature data. This should be something that every business owner knows, every president of every mortgage company in the country knows within the month, the month following the prior month. So the 13th is a good cutoff date for smaller mortgage companies. Now, when you get to be a bigger mortgage company, like say 300, 400, 500 or more loans a month, it gets more complicated because you've got more warehouse lines to address and more bank accounts to reconcile, and there's just a lot more pieces to the puzzle. And even though you have more staff, it seems consistently to take longer. But you still should have your P&L by the 20th. So bigger companies can get the P&L out by the 20th, and smaller companies by the 10th. As a matter of fact, we have some companies where we do the books, we can get the P&L out by the 3rd, two or three days after the close, really, really fast. But the point is, the really important point is, you got to know profit by loan. So you know that way you'll know branch level profitability, originator level profitability, and you'll be able to really make informed decisions about your business. You know, when you're smaller, you can use QuickBooks, customize. You have to customize it a little bit, but you can use QuickBooks when you're smaller, and then when you get bigger, you get a different accounting system like LoanVision or AMB. But with all this stuff, you can measure activity. The key point here is you need to have measurement. You need to measure what's happening both financially and operationally. So when you think about operational measurements, you know, Motivity and their Movation product that's now part of Black Knight was really well known in the industry today. There's a lot more BI alternatives out there. Even Microsoft BI is becoming popular. So there's lots of ways to do it, and I'm not here to promote one way or the other. I am here to promote measurement. You got to have business intelligence on all of your activities. And so one of the things that's really popular in mortgage lending is to track underwriting turn times. So we go, well, did it take 24 hours? Did it take 7 hours? And then we also measure how long it takes to process every loan, not just how long did it take to get in and get out, but how long did it take? And we also like to measure how many conditions out of underwriting. And what I think is really interesting, and I know, Dave, you'll have a thought about this, one of the things that's really interesting to me is people focus on underwriting turn times. So an underwriting turn time would be slower if there were a ton of conditions. And an underwriting turn time would have a ton of conditions if the processor got an incomplete file and was forced to push it into underwriting even if it wasn't ready. And the processor would be forced to do that if the originator took an incomplete 1003. So, and actually what's interesting is that number, the 1003, when the new underwriting document, that number may change. But anyway, so the application process is sitting with a customer, gathering data, having it be a story, a conversation like Scott was talking about, but have the whole application process needs to be, tell me about your life. What are you excited about? What is your vision? What do you hope to accomplish? Tell me about your employment experiences and blah, blah, blah. And from that, you get a really good picture of the good and the bad and the ugly. You'll know about their credit score, you know about their job history, you know about their income stream, you know about their payment history, you know about their credit usage, all that stuff. And from that, you can do a really dynamic, complete 1003 and make sure the customer understands, oh, by the way, we're going to need this, that, and this, and that. So by the time it gets to the processor, the customer is already prepared. And then you get all this stuff into the processor, and they're able to do a complete submission. So then you get very few conditions. And guess what? Underwriting turn times are shorter. Loans go through faster, and they go through faster because you have to have good inputs to get good outputs. So that's the punchline. You got to have good inputs to get good outputs. If you have bad inputs, you'll have bad outputs. And everybody yells at the underwriters when most of the time, when we look at companies, it's the originator that messed it up in an incomplete application and then complains that the processor was slow and that the underwriter was slow and the originator didn't do it right to begin with. So we've got to address cause and effect. We have to point to causation. Why is it that processor was slammed and submitted and you got a bunch of conditions because the file was a mess? Why did that happen? You know, you got to sometimes point right in the mirror and point back at yourself, because sometimes you got to look at the source. What caused the impact, causation, cause and effect, what caused it to happen. So that's part of measurement. Measuring is more than just P&L. It's more than just your cash balance.
Yep.
It's how's your business running. How's it running honestly? So, and again, it's more than just on-time closes. Those are absolutely important. It's more than just fast underwriting turn times. Those are absolutely important. It's also about, did you take a complete 1003? Did you do a good job making certain you fully understood the borrower's condition? And I would say that that's one of the key elements of measurement. That's one of the key elements that drives the efficiency of an independent mortgage company or any mortgage company for that matter, and something that we all need to be measuring as we manage our business. So there you go.
What you can't measure, you cannot manage. And if you're not,
exactly.
It really makes such a difference what you're measuring. And people are, you know, it's like where your car goes. Where you're looking is oftentimes where your car goes. You can glance off to the side. But if your eyes are focused in the wrong place, you're probably going to stick your car in a bad place. And that's what happens to a lot of people. That's good.
Exactly right. So one quick side note, completely random, but based on what you were talking about, one of the things they teach you when you are learning to ride a motorcycle is if you see a pothole in the road, don't look at it.
Look at it.
Look away. Because you will go where you look. And it's amazing how that works. Do not look at the pothole. Look away. Look off to the side. And you won't hit it. It's amazing how what you just said is absolutely true. You've got to, you're going to go where you look. And if you're not looking, you're not going to go anywhere. And if you want to look at what your business is doing, you've got to measure it. And to measure it, you've got to have accounting reports and activity reports, operational activity reports. Super, super important. I could care less what system you use, but you got to have reports that measure it.
You can measure it, you can manage it, and it all rolls up to accounting and profitability. And boy, that is a big, big topic. We could spend a whole hot topic on that. All right, sir.
Absolutely.
Have a good one. A special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, The Mortgage Collaborative, Velma, Knowledge Cube, Vidyard, and our newest sponsor, United Bank. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.